What is shaking? Warriors HQ back in action, dear Curtin Bach. Talking dubs over the Memphis Grizzlies on a Wednesday night. A home win for the Golden State Warriors. What a concept. What an idea. The Golden State Warriors coming out and winning a game at home and doing it in emphatic fashion. A slow start for the Dubs yet again tonight. Memphis Grizzlies just came out chucking, baby. They were shooting every three they could get their hands on, and they were making a lot of them in the early goings too. But the Golden State Warriors pushing forward. We'll get to the three big things here in just a minute, but 137-116, just an ass kicking by the Dubs here tonight. Two big numbers that I want to bring up before we get into the three big things. One, 43 assists on 58 made field goals. You got to love it. Warriors put up 100 shots in this game. 100. That's obscene. Memphis put up 96. That's absurd. This might not be the kind of basketball that I want to watch on a night in, night out basis. The Warriors have 43 assists on 58 made field goals. And of the 137 points that the Warriors scored tonight, two came from the free throw line. Just two. Now let's get into three, as in the three big things. And thing number one, without a doubt, no question about it, it's a 22-0 run by the Warriors. You know, Kyle Shanahan, head coach of the 49ers, loves to talk about, well, he doesn't really talk about it that much, but he loves, everyone knows he loves, end of the first half, beginning of the second half. He wants the final possession of the first half. He wants the first possession of the second half. He believes that that is, you know, those back-to-back possessions are an opportunity to put up serious momentum in a game, that the game can swing on those two possessions. Now, it's not going to work like that in basketball. There's just too many damn possessions. Again, the Warriors put up 100 shots tonight. Regardless, the Warriors did a little bit of Kyle Shanahan in here. 10-0 run to end the first half, and then they come out, and it turns into a 22-0 run over the end of the second quarter, beginning of the third quarter. And within a minute or two of that third quarter starting, with the Warriors just guns blazing from the jump, came out with something to prove in that second half, I think they demoralized a Memphis Grizzlies team that had reason to believe that they could make this game interesting. They were double-digit underdogs. They had reason to believe they could make this game interesting. Memphis and Golden State's always going to have a little bit of something, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But with the way that the Grizzlies were making threes, the way they were getting open threes, they had reason to believe, hey, we can maybe give these Dubs a push if they don't want to get their act together. Draymond Green comes in, really gives the Warriors a boost at the end of the second quarter. Jonathan Kuminga was immense, not just in the second quarter, not just during that run, but in the game overall. A much-needed bounce-back game for Jonathan Kuminga, who ends with 26 points on 12 of 17 shooting. Made his first two three-pointers in the game. I mean, it was a really, really great contest for Jonathan Kuminga. He had a couple of leak-out dunks, and he leaks out a lot. I mean, this is why you end up seeing only five rebounds for Jonathan Kuminga, your power forward. But he's a one-man fast break. His ability to put on those turbo boosters, it doesn't matter how many guys are back for Memphis. Kuminga is getting the ball and getting to the rack. One-man fast break, and it really changed the tenor of the game tonight in the end of the second quarter, and the Warriors did a great job of transferring it forward into the third quarter. This is the kind of blowout win that the Dubs really needed. They had an inferior opponent in their house, and yes, there was a bit of a touch-and-go start to the game, but they took care of business. A 22-0 run. This is the biggest run the Warriors have had since May of 2021 against the Houston Rockets. So obviously a game-changing performance there. And, you know, credit to Andrew Wiggins as well. I thought Andrew Wiggins had a nice bounce back game. As I say all the time, I don't need to see it in the box score. I need to feel it when I'm watching the game. I need to just feel it coming out of the TV screen, feel it coming out in the arena. And Andrew Wiggins, he went 9 of 14 from the floor, 22 points. He played with some force tonight. 10 rebounds, 6 on the offensive glass. I liked what I saw from Andrew Wiggins tonight. And I don't think it's a surprise that Andrew Wiggins has a really nice game. And let's be real about the opponent, Memphis Grizzlies. They're down, they're like at their 30th dude this season. They're playing a lot of guys. I mean, Gigi Jackson's getting crazy minutes. Good player, don't get me wrong. But you're seeing a lot of Trey Jemison, Dejan Giroux, Jake LaRavia. These are not the Memphis Grizzlies that are competing for top seeds in the Western Conference. This is a team that has a lost season. At the same time, Andrew Wiggins is out there playing with force, maybe getting his confidence back a little bit there. There were a couple shots that I've seen him miss in recent games that fell tonight, and seeing the ball go through the basket under those circumstances could pay off big dividends down the line. This is a really good game. It's not surprising at all. Wiggins has a good game, and the Warriors win big. Jonathan Kuminga plays with force, and the Warriors win big. Doesn't matter what Stephen Curry did, 14 points in the game. Brandon Podziemski, another low offensive output. He did get banged up in the first half, comes back in, but he makes great passes. He plays good defense. Podziemski is a connector. He's somebody that makes that offensive starting lineup work. And if you get 10 points from Draymond Green, man, there's nothing to complain about with the starting lineup. I think we need to put to bed any conversation about mixing and matching that starting lineup again. I thought it was really good tonight. But again, Jonathan Kuminga and Andrew Wiggins leading the way. When that happens, it's hard to imagine the Golden State Warriors losing a contest. Now, point number two, let's talk about Draymond Green. I don't know what the deal is. I don't understand what Draymond Green has against foreign-born NBA centers. I just don't get it. Santi Aldama had an awesome game tonight. He was just shooting any three that the Warriors would give him. They gave him plenty, and he knocked down how many overall? I mean, he was 6 for 12 from beyond the arc, and the 12 was, you know, he kept shooting. It eventually fell back to 50%. But this is, you know, he got into a scrap with Draymond Green again. They got into each other's faces a little bit, and then Draymond gets into a confrontation, if you will, with Desmond Bane, and Desmond Bane goes all scrappy-do with those tiny little arms and tries to pull Draymond out of a pile with the Grizzlies, and it was instigating stuff. I'm not going to hold that against Draymond. That's Draymond in Draymond Green's DNA, but at some point, Taylor Jenkins goes down. He hit his head. Gary Payton hit his head. I think they hit each other's heads. It was a whole weird mess. It all comes back to Draymond Green and a foreign-born center getting into a scrap again, and obviously, Draymond is an equal opportunity scrapper. It's not just foreign-born centers, but I just want to run through real quick a list and some of his great transgressions of all time against foreign-born centers. And I don't know about you. I'm not going to ask about it. I don't actually want to know the answer, but it is interesting. It is interesting seeing, you know, we start with Steven Adams getting kicked in the junk. Steven Adams is from New Zealand. You think about the Sabonis stomp. Would he have done that to Jaren Jackson Jr.? I doubt it. Maybe, maybe not. He hasn't yet. You get the Rudy Gobert nonsense, and then, of course, the headlock earlier this season, and then he punched Yusuf Nurkic. That's four foreign-born centers. Add Aldama to the list tonight with foreign-born NBA centers that he's got beef with. It's not a good look. I'd start diversifying your scraps a little bit more, Draymond, because I know this is a worldwide game. I know this is an international game these days, and a lot of the best players in the league, because the best players in the world are playing from points of origin beyond the United States. I'd just mix it up with an American-born center just to get the scent off you, because right now it's starting to look a little bit suspicious from Draymond Green. This list is getting a little long, and he's adding to it. Even after his enlightenment following his indefinite suspension. So just something to bring up, something weird. It was a blowout win. I got to note it, that he got into a scrap with a foreign-born center again. It's not a good look. It's not a good look. Just throwing that out there. Let's talk about this final thing. You want to talk about some real deep cuts. I mean, again, great game from Wiggins, great game from Kuminga. Kuminga was playing with such force. He was incredible tonight. He should have been. Right. At some point in this game, Jonathan Kuminga looked ahead and said, I'm the most athletic dude on the floor. Apparently, the defensive player of the year, Jaren Jackson, was on the floor. Who would have thunk it? He had a couple of nice offensive plays, but defensive player of the year, that's always been a joke. I mean, guy who gets the most fouls in the fewest amount of minutes, he could have won that award. But Jaren Jackson Jr. is the defensive player of the year is still laughable. I wouldn't have put him in my top five. In fact, I didn't. Regardless. Jonathan Kuminga's out there and he's looking around and he's saying, I can take all these fools. And then he went out and took all these fools. And maybe that seeped into Andrew Wiggins, who could also take all of these fools if he wanted to. Having those two guys leading the way, fantastic. Let's bring up something weird. Let's bring up something quirky here. Steve Kerr needs to stop challenging things. Just stop it. Just play it as the ref calls it and move forward. Because when you're challenging things, you are losing at an exceptional clip. Like, enough to get you demoted, not from your job, because your job is far more complicated than challenges and such. But like, if anyone else went 10 for 35 from the floor on a given night, someone at some point would have said, you need to stop shooting. That's what Steve Kerr is on challenges this year. And this is an overall staff issue. This is Jacob Rubin with the iPad. This is the players. My God, is it the players? Stop spinning your finger in a circle. Automatic technical fouls for any NBA player that goes like this and spins their finger in a circle, declaring, demanding that their coaches challenge a call. It's out of control. I don't like the challenges in general. We talked about that after the Warriors-Lakers game. Like, it is absurdity in how long some of these reviews are taking. I'd rather just live with the bad call on the floor than have to litigate every little thing in for some sense of perfection. Regardless, Steve Kerr gets to wear this one tonight. Another challenge lost. 10 of 25. 10 of 35 this season. Can't blame Jacob Rubin. Can't blame Draymond Green. Can't blame Klay Thompson. Can't blame anyone doing this, standing on the court. This is Steve Kerr looking directly at the play. And it was a ball that went off of Steph Curry and out of bounds. And Steve Kerr is standing right there. He didn't check with anybody. And he said, challenge that. Challenge that right now. And he lost because it was off Steph Curry. And I know that it's very difficult to see all these things in the heat of the moment, in the bang, bang moment of it all. But maybe Steve just holds on to that challenge for a while, takes a couple plays off, because all things considered, I don't think it's helping the Warriors at all. I think it's delaying the game. It's making it a worse basketball product. And when you lose this much, maybe we got to reevaluate our process, reevaluate the emotions that go into all this. Let's just take a beat, take a couple plays, reevaluate. Steve Kerr, let's go a few games without challenging, because again, 10 of 35, if anyone goes out there and shoots it, even Steph Curry, someone's going to say, buddy, stop shooting. Steve Kerr, stop challenge. Warriors are going to play the Pacers on Friday at Chase Center. It's an opportunity here for the Dubs to get a winning homestand, these three-game homestand that they have. They're a 500 team at home, roughly. And that's just something that cannot be the case if this team expects at all to compete for anything come playoff time. Pretty good team on the road, not a good team at home. I understand the context. I understand the circumstances. You played a lot of those games without Draymond. You get some games without Steph. There's a lot of stuff that was happening. It's not as straightforward as just saying they're not as good at home. But at a certain point, you are, Bill Parcells said, what your record says you are. And to be a roughly 500 team at home, that's just not a formula for success. It's hard to buy in to the Golden State Warriors and their long-term process, their long-term possibilities when they're not getting it done at home. They don't have that many more opportunities. A good Indiana team, a team that they can beat, a team they'll be favored against, but a good Indiana team comes into town on Friday. That's a huge opportunity for Golden State to plant a flag at Chase Center, perhaps for the first time all season. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate everyone doing it. If you haven't already subscribed, link is in the tweet. Subscribe to the channel, Daily Dieter Podcast. We do this, get this, every day. And if you haven't already subscribed, interested in some 49ers talk, 49ers game day, new episode dropping tomorrow morning. Looking forward to that immensely. Thanks for joining, everybody. Warriors win. Jonathan Kuminga wins. Andrew Wiggins wins. Everything's A-OK, as long as you're not a foreign-born center and Draymond Green's barking. Just how it goes sometimes. We'll talk soon. Thank you.